You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by ProncPops.wordpress.com and KDUXWebRadio.wordpress.com. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. This is the Tuesday edition. It seems that there was a very interesting meeting. Some would call it a confrontation. It was riveting television, though. And it occurred in the White House. It seems that there was a meeting arranged where Senator Schumer, the Senate Minority Leader for the Democratic Party, and House Speaker, or soon-to-be House Speaker, Nancy Pelosi, although I'm not sure she has the total votes yet, so we'll see what happens there. But the odds are she's going to be House Speaker. We're meeting with President Trump and Mike Pence. And the press was invited in. Cameras were rolling. And I was thinking, wouldn't it be interesting if we had government where the cameras were always rolling? I think that would be maybe an improvement in government. But I know it's not going to happen. They always want to make their corrupt deals in private. And I'm going to play it so you can listen to it yourself, and then I'm going to comment upon it. One of the issues that is my hot-button issue is the fact that immigration, specifically illegal immigration, but also to a lesser extent legal immigration, is totally out of hand. And the Democratic Party, and unfortunately, I would say upwards of half of the Republican Party, maybe even more, have betrayed their own voter base. What I mean by that, you would get the impression that both political parties are for Americans, American citizens, the American worker, but they're not. They betrayed them, repeatedly betrayed them, repeatedly ignore them. And what I mean by that, there's been poll after poll, the numbers will bounce around, but anywhere a minimum of 2/3, and really, more realistically, it's approaching 80%, somewhere in that range, and it does vary over time. The American people have made it abundantly clear that they want the illegal invasion of this country stopped. Now, this has been going on for 30 years. Since the last time we had a bipartisan effort under Reagan to give citizenship to all the illegal aliens that were here. And at that point in time, it was estimated that it was never more than a million. Now, it turned out after the amnesty was given and these people became citizens, it was nearly 3 million. The number is approximately 2.7 million, so I am rounding up, but a lot more than a million. And the deal was, and everyone agreed to this, this was the one-time amnesty, the one-time granting of citizenship for those that have broken into the country. Now, that was turned out to be a big mistake. Even Reagan ultimately admitted that it was a big mistake. Because when you reward criminal behavior, or reward any behavior, what happens? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you get more of it. In this case, more of it is more people trying to break into the country. We have, the United States has had, I think going on over 100 years, more than 100 years, a way to legally enter the United States. And we are very much a nation of immigrants. Now, some would say a nation of settlers. Because most Americans, including me, if I look back in my history, sometime in the 1800s, my great-great-grandfather, at least, came from the Netherlands. Maybe even earlier, but that's the earliest I can trace it back. And most Americans, that's the situation. Some more recent, some in the distant past. But what's changed and fundamentally changed, and it really started in the 1930s, and it continues up to the day. Prior to then, the federal government, total spending was about 3-4%. We didn't have huge, big government. And we didn't have what we have today, a warfare and welfare state, which we do. We are no longer an American republic, although some people would insist that we still are. We have become an empire, and because we've grown government, and it started in the 1930s, started with Hoover, a Republican, continued with Roosevelt, and has continued up to today. So both parties are big government parties, and you and I have elected them. We have no one to blame but ourselves. So what has happened since the granting of citizenship, amnesty to all the illegals? Well, part of the deal was we were going to control our borders. We're going to make sure that we don't have this problem in the future. Well, to do that, you need money, and you need a determined president that wants to stop this. And up until really 10 to 12 years ago, both parties, Democrat and Republican, were very clear they wanted to stop the illegal invasion of this country. That's what they said. That's not what they did. In other words, the policies that we've been following for the last 30 years have been an utter, complete failure. Now, I emphasize that because you're going to have a senator. Well, I'll wait till the clip. I play the clip. I will say, just so there's no misunderstanding, I'm no longer a Democrat, nor am I a Republican, because these are big government parties that are trying to make you and me dependent on the government. And they do it by making it bigger and bigger. And that leads to, eventually, a very authoritarian, totalitarian regime that uses coercion. We're not there yet, but we don't have that far to go. They're already trying to limit speech, limit your Bill of Rights, including your right to keep and bear arms to protect yourself against the criminals. But I stray. So what I'll do is, well, before I play it, my take on Donald Trump and the reason he is where he's sitting today. And yes, Senator Schumer, elections do have consequences. The only reason Donald Trump was able to get elected was the fact that he picked the one issue that unites a lot of the American people, and that is the illegal alien invasion of this country. He wanted, one, to stop it by building the big, beautiful wall with the door in it. Number two, part of that promise was, and this, neither of them, by the way, let me emphasize, neither of these promises have been kept. We're still waiting. And that is fundamentally Donald Trump's problem, because he made several mistakes. The biggest is he didn't start working on this day one. Now, he probably will say I did, but good intentions, best intentions don't count. The American people elected Donald Trump to do two things, actually many more, but number one was to build a big, beautiful wall to stop the illegal alien invasion, and that was his big promise that has not been kept, and number two, to deport and remove all the illegal aliens that are here. Now, you'll get a debate, but no one really knows the answer. How many illegal aliens are here? Somewhere between 30 million to 60 million. Not this 11 million nonsense that we've been hearing for really going on 20 years. It's much higher. But neither political party wants to let you know it's much higher. The key is that the American people knew it was so high. Instead of somewhere between 20% to 80%, I think it would be approaching 90% of the Americans would vote for almost any politician that could deliver on this. But the problem is both political parties, the leadership in particular, want open borders. They do not want to stop the invasion. So they're never going. The Democratic Party, it's very clear they will not give a penny for the wall. Why? Once what I would call an impenetrable barrier or near impenetrable barrier is built, what happens? It's not going to be 100% effective, but the millions of illegal aliens that are flooding into the United States over the U.S.-Mexican border would be significantly reduced. Remember, right now, we're in a big surge. a big surge of people flooding into the United States. Why? They're not sure whether or not wall is going to be built or not. Keep that in mind. You know, every day people are breaking into the United States. So Donald Trump has less than 3 weeks to convince his party leadership and the Republicans still in control of the House and the Senate to provide him at least $5 billion to build the wall. Will he get it? I don't know. I care, but I don't know. I think the smart money is he's not going to get it because it's been the Republican Party playing footsies with the Democratic Party. Why? Because the big donors, campaign donors, the people that own and run this country want cheap, compliant labor. Keep in mind, that's what's upsetting the American people. They understand what's going on. If you have tens of millions of illegal aliens over 30 years, and it does ebb and flow, and there have been periods where 2 to 3 million were coming, 1 million would go home, but 2 million would stay. You have that for 10 to 20 years, you better believe there's somewhere between 30 million and 60 million. So without further ado, but I wanted to give you that background, let's hear what happened.
Okay, thank you very much. It's a great honor to have Nancy Pelosi with us and Chuck Schumer with us, and we've actually worked very hard on a couple of things that are happening. Criminal justice reform. As you know, we just got word that Mitch McConnell and the group were going to be putting it up for a vote. We have great Democrat support, great Republican support. So criminal justice reform, something that people have been trying to get. How long, Nancy? Many years. Many, many years. Looks like it's going to be passing, hopefully. Famous last words, on a very bipartisan way, and it's really something we're all very proud of, and again, tremendous support from Republicans and tremendous support from Democrats, and I think it's going to get a very good vote, and we'll see soon enough, but it'll be up for a vote very shortly.
Now, let me interject here, and this is somewhat off topic. The United States overall imprisons too many people. It's an embarrassment. Now, I believe in the rule of law and enforcing the law, but it doesn't speak well when our nation has, last time I checked, over 2 million people in prison. Now, I will say this. There are many people, that's exactly where they should be. And for some people, murderers, rapists, they should either stay there forever or have long prison sentences. But unfortunately, we imprison people that in many other countries, that's not the answer. You want productive, law-abiding citizens. So why I'm generally in favor of prison reform, and what gets out of hand is when you don't give judges flexibility. In other words, you have mandatory sentences. But I'll leave that for another time, but I wanted to say that. Yeah, I favor prison reform simply because there's just too many people that are sitting in prison, and that's costing us money. And we have to make a better effort to make sure we put the right people in prison and keep out those that shouldn't be in prison for long periods of time. Whether that is probation, community service, it's a case-by-case situation.
A lot of years they've been waiting for it. The other thing, the farm bill is moving along nicely, and I guess they'll be voting on Friday or so, but pretty close.
Soon.
And we think the farm bill's in very good shape. A lot of good things are happening with it.
Now, let's talk about the farm bill just a minute. A lot in that farm bill is subsidies. Now, you say, well, they're government subsidies to farmers. Stop the public-private partnership and subsidies. I'm against all government subsidies, period. And I'll later in the show, not hopefully I'll have time to get into it. We need to downsize the federal government, and neither party is talking about it. And one department that should go away is the agricultural department. We have farmers that are the best in the world. Let competition in a free enterprise, competitive market system, market capitalist system. That's what we need. And most agricultural products, that's the situation. It's only a few that are heavily subsidized. And we need to do away with those subsidies, whatever form they take. So he can go on and on about the agriculture bill. It's time to permanently shut down the agricultural department.
And our farmers are well taken care of. And again, that'll be...
You can say that again, Mr. President.
...quite bipartisan, and it'll happen pretty soon.
Now, it is bipartisan, and that's the point. Both Democrats and Republicans are in on this subsidizing not only farmers, I'm not picking on them, but a lot of other industries. So don't tell me that the Republican Party, and forget about the Democratic Party, they're for big government. If they're truly for pre-enterprise competitive market capitalism, there shouldn't be any subsidies. And by now, I think they should have ended decades ago. Yes, they've been going down. Do away with them. And then do away with the department.
And then we have the easy one, the wall. That'll be the one that will be the easiest of all. What do you think, Chuck? Maybe not?
It's called funding the government, Mr. President.
So we're going to see, but I will tell you the wall will get built. We'll see what happens. It is not an easy situation because the Democrats have a different view, I think, than I can say the Republicans. We have great Republican support. We don't have Democrat support. But we're going to talk about that now. We're going to see. One thing that I do have to say is tremendous amounts of wall have already been built. And a lot of.
Now, Mr. Trump, you're lying. Big time lie. The best I can come up with, it's less than 100 miles of so-called new wall. And I'm being very generous there. Now, he will say, and I agree, yes, he did get some funding, over $1 billion, but that went, and the language was very clear. It was really to repair a lot of the fencing that's in place. There are roughly 300 miles of fencing, and they need to be repaired, and some places replaced. But they made sure that he couldn't build the wall, those prototypes that you've seen pretty pictures of. And that's in a Republican and Democratic Congress. You see, it's both parties that are truly for open borders in terms of the leadership. They oppose what Trump is doing. I don't. But you need to point out when Donald Trump is trying to mislead, and he is, his own supporters. And let me tell you something, his own supporters are following this, and they're demanding that wall be built. And if Donald Trump does not come through on this issue, he will be a one-term president. And a lot of Republicans are going to lose their seats because a lot of longtime loyal Republicans are fed up with the lies, to the deceits, the dragging of feet of the Republican Party and its leadership. And Donald Trump knows it.
Well, when you include the renovation of existing fences and walls, we've renovated a tremendous amount. And we've done a lot of work in San Diego. We're building new walls right now, and we've right next to San Diego, we've completed a major section of wall, and it's really worked well. So a lot of wall has been built. We don't talk about that, but...
Well, one of the reasons he doesn't talk about it, it brings up the obvious question. Well, where's your wall, Mr. Trump? Now, let me make clear, I'm not siding with the Democrats. I want the wall. The American people want the wall. I prefer the terminology of a barrier that gives you a little bit more flexibility. What you need is an impenetrable barrier. It's never going to be 100%. You want to slow down the people that are trying to break in until the United States Border Patrol can arrive on the scene and apprehend them. That's why the prototypes of this wall are approximately 30 feet high. The existing fences are 12 to 15 feet. The higher the wall, the longer it's going to take if you can get over the wall. Now, you can go under and over. I understand that. But the prototypes were designed to make it extremely difficult for anybody to get over the wall or under, because you're going to have sensors with alarms on them. And the reason he doesn't want to focus in on it, there are very few miles. How many miles, President Trump, of your new wall have you built? 20 in Texas? Please.
We might as well start because it's being built right now, big sections of wall, and we will continue that. And one way or the other, it's going to get built. I'd like not to see a government closing, a shutdown. We will see what happens over the next short period of time. But the wall is a very important thing to us. I might put it a different way. Border security is extremely important. And we have to take care of border security. When you look at what happened with the caravans, with the people, with a lot of, we shut it down. We had no choice. We shut it down. But it could be a lot easier if we had real border security. I just want to pay my respects to the Border Patrol agents and officers. They've been incredible. The ICE agents and officers, they've been incredible. And very importantly, our military. Our military went in and they did an incredible job. They have been really, really spectacular. A lot of the people that wanted to come into the country, and really they were going to come in no matter how they wanted to come in, they were going to come in even a rough way. Many of these people are leaving now, and they're going back to their countries, Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador, and other countries. They're leaving. If you notice, it's getting a lot less crowded in Mexico. And a lot of them are going to stay in Mexico, and the Mexican government's been working with us very well. So we appreciate that. But they haven't been coming into our country. We can't let people come in that way. So that's pretty much it. We're going to talk about the wall. I wanted to talk about criminal justice reform just to let you know how positive that is. I want to talk about the farm bill, how positive that is. And I want to talk about the wall. And I will tell you, it's a tough issue because we are on very opposite sides of I really think I can say border security, but certainly the wall. But the wall will get built. A lot of the wall is built. It's been very effective. I asked for a couple of notes on that. If you look at San Diego, illegal traffic dropped 92% once the wall was up. El Paso, illegal traffic dropped 72%, then ultimately 95% once the wall was up. In Tucson, Arizona, illegal traffic dropped 92%. Yuma, it dropped illegal traffic 95 to 96%. I mean, and that when I say dropped, the only reason we even have any percentage where people got through is because they walk and go around areas that aren't built.
Yeah, and that's approximately 1,700 miles. Now, I will be the first one to say about at least 100 to 200 miles, it's very difficult and actually dangerous to try to cross over. I went over this yesterday. There's like Big Bend, the national park there. They're literally the Rio Grande, the border between Texas and Mexico is the Rio Grande River. And parts run through very rugged territory where if you're on the river and look up either way, you're going to see cliffs approximately 1,000 feet or more. It would be very dangerous to try to scale down and then scale up. I'm not saying if you're a good mountain climber, you couldn't do it, but the average person could not do. And what you need there is some good surveillance cameras because you would have some time to apprehend anyone that's trying to do that, assuming you can identify them either on the surveillance camera or sensors. So there's somewhere between 100 miles to 200 miles, and it's not just the Big Bend, but you have over half of the U.S. border, about 1,200 miles of 2,000, I'm rounding here, is the Texas-Mexican border. And if you're smart, you don't choose the most difficult route, even though that means it's less patrolled and there absolutely is no fencing there. And you get in an argument whether you should have a fence or some kind of barrier. You should have some surveillance, though. But at most, you have a little over 300 miles of fencing, not a wall, fencing. And most of that is in near cities, either right at the border between cities from Mexico and the United States. And that's what he was talking about, the repairing. But that's not new. First of all, that's not new. It's been in existence for many years, and that's why they need to repair it. And there's no argument about that. I even say many Democrats and Republicans supported that. I would support that. So between 300 miles, roughly, of existing fencing, another roughly 200 miles of rather rugged, dangerous terrain, and that leaves, round numbers here, about 1,500 miles where you might have, it's not so much fencing, it's barriers, some barriers for vehicles to stop drug traffickers, but people driving across. But you need, in my mind, at least 1,500 miles of a big, beautiful wall, and he's not getting the money for it. He's requesting $5 billion. It's estimated to have a complete wall nearly 2,000 miles. It would take at least $25 billion. Now, I'm trying to do the math and trying to ballpark. What would $5 billion build? Assuming it's one of these prototype walls, that's about 20%. Well, that would be an additional 300 miles. That would be a doubling of the existing fence. It's not a complete barrier or wall across the U.S.-Mexican border. But that's what it would take to dramatically cut. And that's the minimum. I want the entire border to have this barrier, the only exception where it's next to impossible to easily cross over. And even there, I would have surveillance cameras, drone patrols, roads, and sensors. So if anyone even tries there, you would capture them. Now, why is it important? Who's making the big money? Who likes the existing situation right now? The drug dealers do. The cartels love it. That's their major route into the United States. It's big money, huge money. Oh, yes, they're criminals, but they're willing to take the risk because the reward is mind-boggling. So keep that in mind. And they, in addition to smuggling drugs, smuggle humans into the United States, charge them a lot of money to do it, and some of them they recruit into their distribution network. You see, the immigration problem is not only a jobs issue, it's a crime issue, it's a drug issue. It's also a national security or terrorist issue. And we have the Democrats, and you're going to see this in a minute, that say the wall is not the answer. Well, excuse me. For 30 years, this invasion has been going on. It's getting worse, worse, and worse. And the reason is the Democrats want to replace their voter base. This is at least, if they can get citizenship for all the illegal aliens that are here, the Democrats anticipate at least 2 out of 3 will vote Democrat. In other words, let's say the low number of 30 million is a reasonable estimate. They would get 20 million new voters, which would, as a practical matter, mean in many states they would control who gets elected. And that's their plan. Their plan is to give citizenship to all the illegal aliens that are here and all the illegal aliens in the future that make it into the United States. And I emphasize this because up to about 10 years ago, and you can get the clips, it was the Democratic Party as well as the Republican Party saying we got to stop the illegal alien invasion. You need to wake up. If you're not aware of that, go back and check it. They did a 180. They flip-flop, and they did it for political reasons. They're making a long-term strategic commitment to give citizenship to all the illegal aliens that are here, and the American people don't want it. Don't want it. And if you're foolish enough to vote for them, you deserve what you get. Now let's continue.
It dropped virtually 100% in the areas where the wall is, so I mean, it's very effective. If you really want to find out how effective a wall is, just ask Israel. 99.9% effective. And our wall will be every bit as good as that, if not better.
I hope so.
So we've done a lot of work on the wall. A lot of wall is built. A lot of people don't know that. A lot of wall is renovated. We have walls that were in very bad condition that are now in A1 tip-top shape. And frankly, some wall has been reinforced by our military. Our military has done a fantastic job.
Well, they put barbed wire, Katina wire on it. President Trump is trying to put the best face on this as possible. He knows that very few miles of new wall have been built. He hasn't been given the money. They did give him money to maintain and renovate existing fencing, but they specified you couldn't have any of these prototypes, which is interesting commentary. Why wouldn't you want the prototypes? Because it's a lot more difficult to get over those. Our own special forces couldn't do it. So keep that in mind, and let me tell you what the Democrats are going to do. And I'm doing it right now. Mr. President, how many miles of that wall, new wall, the big beautiful wall have been built? Well, the answer is under 100 miles. The Democrats know that. Trump knows that. And Trump knows he has a big political problem. Many of his supporters, and I'm not one of them, many of his supporters voted for him because they expected President Trump, if he got elected, would do at least two things. Build the big, beautiful wall and deport and remove the illegal aliens that are here. And there's somewhere between 30 to 60 million. How many millions of illegal aliens have been deported? Oh, yes, tens of thousands, I would agree, the criminals. But no one's against deporting the criminals. When you have so many illegals here, and roughly about 95% of them are working, they're not what Donald Trump likes to call the criminal illegal aliens. I view all of them as criminal illegal aliens. First, they broke in the country, which is a misdemeanor. They didn't present their papers at an inspection port. Then they get fraudulent papers so they can work, and that's the primary reason they're here, to work and improve their standard of living. That's a crime. That's a felony. And they repeat it every day. That's a count every time they work here without having the legal status. And then you have employers employing them. And that is a crime. We have a massive crime wave. And unfortunately, very little is being done about it. You see, the elites, both in the Democratic Party and the Republican Party, are ignoring the will of the American people that want this invasion stopped. That's why they don't want this broadcasted on television. Now, Donald Trump knows he has a limited amount of time to get his $5 billion. If he gets it, he can build several hundred miles of new wall in the next 2 years. It's a start, and that's the best I'll say, but he's never going to get any money once the House is controlled by the Democrats. And the Republicans, at least half of them, while they won't say it, are for open borders. That's why when the Republican Party controlled the House, the Senate, and the presidency, the border wall or fence or barrier wasn't built. They'll say one thing, but do another. They're hypocrites. They're phonies. They're liars. And they're deliberately betraying the American people. Now listen in, because the good part is coming up.
So the wall will get built, but we may not have an agreement today. We probably won't. But we have an agreement on other things that are really good. Nancy, would you like to say something?
Well, thank you, Mr. President, for the opportunity to meet with you so that we can work together in a bipartisan way to meet the needs of the American people. I think the American people recognize that we must keep government open, that a shutdown is not worth anything.
Well, I beg to differ. Government is too big. Most people don't rely on the government, except for their welfare checks or entitlement checks, their benefit checks. There are departments that can close today, and if I have time, I'm going to get into it. The American people would never miss at all. You could cut in half the size of the federal government. It's just too big, and even under the existing tax laws, taxes cannot provide enough money to fund our federal government. That's why the debt has gone up under both the Democratic and Republican administrations. We're spending way beyond the means of the American people to support this huge government. And it doesn't end well. And we don't have many years before this House of Cards collapses. We're wasting time. We're not dealing with the most important issue. And Donald Trump, his Achilles heel, besides the wall and not getting it built, is the fact that he is continuing the trend of huge deficits each year that's piling on more debt. We got to pay interest on it. It's going up, up, and up. In other words, Donald Trump is not for limited government, is not for downsizing the government. He's part of the problem. Now, are the Democrats any better? No, they're actually worse. Their party is largely responsible, starting in the 1930s and continuing on today, of making it worse and worse. They're part of making an American republic where hard work and being independent of the government has turned this country into an American empire and a warfare and welfare state.
And that you should not have a Trump shutdown. You have the White House.
Did you say Trump?
You have the White House. You have the Senate. You have the House of Representatives. You have the votes. You should pass it.
No, we don't
right
have
now.
The votes, Nancy, because in the Senate we need 60 votes.
No, but in the House.
And we don't
you
have.
You could bring it up right now.
Yeah, but
today.
I can't get it passed in the House if it's not going to pass in the Senate. I don't want to waste time.
Well, the fact is you can get it started that way.
The House we can get passed very easily.
Okay,
and we do. But
do
the problem.
Now, let me interrupt here, because this is very, very interesting. What's been going on in Washington all these years? What I call the F and D Republicans. If you're unfamiliar with that or new listener, go to Congressional Review and look up your representatives, your man or woman whoever he is, and then also look up your two senators. What Congressional Review does, and I don't mind giving them a plug, and yes, they are conservative. That is definitely where they're coming from. They rate all the senators, all the representatives. There's not much difference between the Democrats and the Republicans, because if you look at the leadership, and if you look at the majority of the Republicans, they're not A's, they're not B's, they're not C's, they're D's and F's, and most of them are F's. They're closer to the Democrats than to an A or B Republican. That's why I say the Republican Party has never been a conservative party, and people that pay attention know that, but you need to say that. And that has been the problem with the Republican Party. The overwhelming majority of Republicans are big spenders, just like the Democrats are. And the problem is spending is totally, completely out of control. They're doing absolutely nothing to prevent a collapse. And eventually there is a day of reckoning. Now, you'll get an argument as to when, but if they continue down this road, it'll happen a lot sooner than later.
The problem is the Senate, because we need 10 Democrats to vote, and
they
won't
vote. That's not the point, Mr. President. The point is that there are equities to be weighed, and we're here to have a conversation in a prayerful way, so I don't think we should have a debate in front of the press.
Of course she doesn't want a debate in front of the press, because the American people are looking at this. They want it behind closed doors where they've been cutting their deals. It doesn't matter whether it's a Democrat or a Republican, and that's my point. Both parties are big government. They run up huge deficits each year. This year it'll be over $1,000 billion. That's how out of control it is. I think Trump is trying to match Barack Obama's record of over $1,400 billion. When is this going to stop? When are you going to balance the budget? They keep having continuing resolution after continuing resolution. In other words, there's no budget. And then they pass an omnibus bill, a big spending bill, they should call it. And what happens? Do you think Donald Trump is going to get $25 billion to build his big, beautiful wall? No. That's why he starts off asking for only $5 billion. You think he's going to get the $5 billion? We'll have news for Mr. Trump. If he doesn't get the $5 billion now, he won't get it ever, because he won't get reelected, because the Democrats control the House, and the Republican establishment, they didn't want Trump to win, and they were just as surprised as the Democrats were, and I think just as surprised as Donald Trump. Trump is in the White House because the American people demand that the immigration laws of the United States be enforced, and that the invasion year in, year out, for the last 30 years, where hundreds of thousands to several million people enter the United States illegally and then live and work here, and they are expecting to be rewarded for their criminal behavior by being given citizenship. The American people want the invasion stop, and they want the illegals that are here, 30 to 60 million or whatever the number is. I might be low, I might be high, but it's not 11 or 12 million. Please don't give me that propaganda number.
On this, but the fact is the House Republicans could bring up this bill if they had the votes immediately and set the tone for what you want.
If we thought we were going to get it passed in the Senate, Nancy, we would do it immediately. We get it passed very easily.
Well, I think they're talking past each other, but here's the thing. The House is now controlled by the Republicans. The only way Trump is going to get his $5 billion, which frankly is way too low, he should be asking, if not for $25 billion, at least $15 billion, because this is the last chance. The earliest he will have another chance, if he gets reelected, and I doubt it if he doesn't get $5 billion and dramatically can show that part of the wall, 300 miles, has been built. Frankly, if he'd been doing this since day one, he could have shown 1,000 miles. But Democrats, together with the Republicans, largely the leadership, they don't want it. Why don't the Republicans want it? Because they get large campaign contributions from the large corporations and small and medium that want cheap, compliant labor. What's in it for the business community? Cheap, compliant labor. The American people are saying, stop this. Stop it. Build the wall, control our borders, and the only way you're going to do that is with a wall. Forget about the experts. The reason why they don't want the wall is because they know if a permanent impenetrable barrier was built, instead of hundreds of thousands, millions getting across the U.S.-Mexican border, there would be 10, 20, 30,000, not millions. And remember, and I need to emphasize this, over half are coming into this country crossing the U.S.-Mexican border, but where are the other half coming from? Oh, they come here illegally. They fly in on a visa as students, businessmen, tourists, and then they overstay their visa, and they hide in the shadows. They don't hide in the shadows. They live here, work here, because the federal government, who's responsible for enforcing the law, is simply not doing it. What the American people have been demanding when Bill Clinton was president, when George W. Bush was president, Obama was president, and now Trump is president, is to stop this, enforce the law, because they understand where you have 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 million additional workers, you're competing with them. What happens? The household income, their incomes are either flat or declining. That's what's happening. So don't fall for what Nancy Pelosi and Schumer are trying to do, and Trump trying to put a good face on, I would call it again, lipstick on a pig, that the fact that he hasn't delivered on his promise of building a wall.
In the House. Nancy, I'd have it passed in 2 seconds. It doesn't matter, though, because we can't get it passed in the Senate because we need 10 Democrat votes.
Well,
that's the problem.
Again, let us have our conversation, then that's we can meet with the press again. But the fact is that...
Yeah, they can meet with the press where they'll go out after the meeting and lie what was agreed to. Please. See, I'm tired of these politicians. Most of them are bought and paid for. They're corrupt. They're not listening to the American people. And it's about time that we had a new political party that you can believe in. I no longer can believe in the Democrat or Republican Party. They are corrupt. They're bought and paid for. They're not listening to the American people, and they're ruining this nation.
At legislating, which is what we do,
right.
You begin, you make your point, you state your case. That's what the House Republicans could do if they had the votes. But there are no votes in the House, a majority of votes, for a wall.
I hate to say this, but I agree with her. Oh, yes, there's no Democrat votes, but half the Republicans are the D's and F's. They're closer to Nancy Pelosi. They're in the 30s and 40s. Some are in the 50s, but most are 30% and 40% in terms of the conservative review scorecard. Most of those Democrats are in either single digits, or if they're in double digits, they're in the teens. Some maybe in the 20s. That's why I say they're closer to the Republicans, and unfortunately, the majority the Republicans. You voted for these people. Wake up. If you continue voting Democrat or Republican, you're going to get the same result. They support the status quo. They do not want to stop the invasion coming in this country. You have been betrayed by the Republican Party and the Democratic Party, and they're not going to listen to you. Money talks. BS walks. And that's exactly what you're up against. Until you stand up a new political party that will go after the Democrats and Republicans and explain the situation to the American people, you're never going to see that wall. You see, people have asked me, do you support Trump? Many of the things that Donald Trump has done, I do support. And I'm not going to list them. But one of my key issues was immigration. Because I've been following this issue, if you will, for years. And frankly, got disgusted with the Republican Party under George W. Bush. And now, the same Republican Party is not going to give him the money in the next 3 weeks. They're in the House so he can build his wall. And I think Donald Trump knows it. Nancy Pelosi is telling the truth. He doesn't have the votes for the wall. Now, what Trump should be doing is to say, if you vote against funding for this wall, Republican, whoever your name is, I will go after you and I will make sure your name is known to all all the people in your district or all the people in the state. That's playing hardball. That's going on offense. But Trump, dare say, is not going to do that. He has too many enemies as it is.
No matter where you start.
Exactly right. You don't
have to. If I needed the votes for the wall in the House, I would have them in one session.
Well,
would be done.
Go do it.
If he had the votes, he would have gotten it done the very first year or the second year or the third year. He doesn't have the votes. That's what he's unwilling to say. I'll say it. I know what's going on here. It stinks to high hell, and it's dangerous. Why is it dangerous? You're not listening to the overwhelming majority of the American people that want this invasion stopped and the illegals that are here sent home, either voluntarily or by arresting them, deporting and remove them. They're demanding that the laws of this land be enforced, and neither Democrat nor Republican politicians will enforce the law. That's where we're at today.
It doesn't help because we need 10 Democrats in the Senate.
No, don't put it on the Senate. Put it on, of course. Put it on the negotiation.
Okay, let me ask you this. And we're doing this in a very friendly manner. It doesn't help for me to take a vote in the House where I will win easily with the Republicans.
You will not win.
It doesn't help to take that vote because I'm not going to get the vote of the Senate. I need 10 senators. That's the problem.
Mr. President, you have the White House. You have the Senate.
I have the White House. The White House is done. And the House would give me the vote if I wanted it. But I can't because I need, Nancy, I need 10 votes from Chuck.
All right, let me say.
Well, he's never going to get the 10 votes from the Democratic Party. And I don't think he has the votes in the House. I think this is just BSing. Because if he had the votes, he should have done this the very first year, again in the second year and the third year. And let's assume for a moment he asked for $5 billion each year. That would mean what? 900 miles additional wall together with the 300 roughly existing. That's 1,200 miles. That would have been progress, and then he would win a second term in a landslide. He didn't have the votes. He knew he didn't have the votes. So he's been playing this game with his supporters when he goes to the rallies. And you see, he has two promises that haven't been kept. One is the wall and the removal of the illegal aliens. He hasn't kept it. He hasn't kept it because he can't get the support of his own party. The second is he did not really, up to now, I'm still waiting, I may be a optimist, but not really. He hasn't gone after the people that went after him. There is definitely a Clinton-Obama-Democrat criminal conspiracy that needs to be prosecuted, needs to be investigated, prosecuted, and the bad apples in the Department of Justice, the FBI, the Central Intelligence Agency, the National Security Agency, and yes, in Obama's White House, need to be investigated, and where you have the evidence, prosecuted. He hasn't gone after his political enemies that went after him. He was a nice guy. Well, nice guys finish last. He needs to go on offense. Frankly, I warned him day one, your biggest political enemies will be the Democratic Party, the bureaucracy, where many, I won't say all, are Democrats, and the Republican Party leadership, and large parts of the Republican Party, and yes, big lie media, and yes, the big donors, political donors that want things like cheap, compliant labor. So it's one man against all of them. He needed to build a movement, which means you need to articulate what the movement stands for, and you got to deliver on the promises. And you got to communicate clearly and concisely what the problem is. His biggest problem is at least half of the Republican Party truly wants no part of what Donald Trump wants to do. That's why many of them are retired senators, the rhinos, however you want to describe them. I call them big government Republicans. And that's at least two-thirds of them, truth be known. And like I said, they're closer to the Democrats. And they've had a lock on power for over 150 years. That's why I say until you get a new political party, a viable party, that can run candidates in every state, not only on federal offices, but also local, you're not going to be able to change it. Trump was right. It was rigged. It very much was rigged against having Trump even get the nomination. So he won at tremendous odds. He got on the ticket. And the people that supported him got him elected. It was a close election. He lost the popular vote by over 2 million. But he focused on the states where he could win an electoral college majority. And he got 304. And it surprised the political political establishment in Washington. They felt threatened by him, and since that very day, they have unleashed progressive propaganda of the big lie media, and they're trying to tear him down any way they can. The ends justify the means, and they will do almost anything to make sure that Donald Trump does not get reelected. And if they could, and I don't think they will be successful, they would not only impeach him, but they would find him guilty. I don't think that's going to happen. I hope the Democrats do that, though, because I think it will blow up right in their faces. So up until now, I would say most Trump supporters are still Trump supporters. But Donald Trump has less than 2 years to significantly show the American people that he has built hundreds of miles of his big, beautiful wall. And as of today, it's maybe 20 miles, 30 miles at best. No sale, Mr. President. That was your key issue. And that's why you're sitting in the Oval Office as president. If you can't deliver on that promise, it doesn't matter that you deliver on others. And you will be challenged by Republicans and maybe the man sitting right next to you, Mike Pence, as well as others. And let me disclose, my favorite candidate until he decided to run for governor for a second term was Mike Pence. I never preferred Donald Trump. He has pleasantly surprised me in many areas. He got done what conservatives, especially the intellectuals, the pundits, that past presidents have not gotten done. That's what I admire about him. He's a results-oriented person, but he doesn't have many friends. You better believe it. And he has to watch out for his own political party, especially the senators, but also some of the leaders, will stab a knife in his back. Not literally. That's why I was glad that Paul Ryan decided to go back to the private sector. I never trusted him.
Say something.
Let me just say one thing. The fact is, you do not have the votes in the House.
Nancy, I do. And we need border security. Nancy, we need border security. It's very simple.
Of course we do.
We need border security. People are pouring into our country, including terrorists. We have terrorists. We caught 10 terrorists over the last very short period of time. 10. These are very serious people. Our border agents, all of our law enforcement has been incredible what they've done. But we caught 10 terrorists. These are people that were looking.
Now, I've been given the signal that I got to wrap it up. I'm going to make this part one of a two-part show. I'll continue this tomorrow. Donald Trump is on the right track here. He has to go over the heads of big lie media and his own party and make the people aware how this invasion affects them in terms of the drugs, the crime, and the terrorist. If he does that, he still has a chance, but he has to do it now. He can't wait for next year, because in the next 2 years, he's not going to get a cent for his wall. Thank you for listening. And now, America the Beautiful. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College. You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by PronkPops.wordpress.com and KDUX Web Radio. WordPress.com.